Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Five. These jerseys are flying out. Another one will go out on Friday. It is a Gimme 5 GAA jersey. Let us go to Aisling. You're in college, but where?
I'm in Dundalk.
What are you doing in Dundalk?
I'm studying music.
Very good. So what is the dream or the ultimate goal?
I don't actually know. I wouldn't mind being radio producing or something. Anything music, teaching anything. I'm not 100% sure at the moment.
Well, we'll see where you end up in years to come when the degree is done. Aisling, do you have a party piece that you'd whip out at a sing-song if you're studying music?
Oh, God. Not off the top of my head.
Tell us about your musical journey. What is the first instrument you played, or what is the first time you can think of performing for people?
Oh my God. Well, I remember being 4 with like a little electric guitar in my hand playing for my mother. That was about the first thing I remember.
That's lovely. And then have you progressed since then?
A wee bit. I'd like to think so. Definitely.
What instruments would you play?
Guitar, piano, ukulele, and then... That's it. I'm learning tin whistle, but that's just for college.
The ukulele. Oh, that's excellent. Because, like, that's even more portable than a guitar.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
Do you go to many house parties?
No, surprisingly, no. I'm an introvert at the same time.
That's fair enough, because I was thinking you would be handy around a house party, because you'd definitely be asked to whip out the ukulele. It could be a side gig.
definitely.
Instead of people texting for other things at 3 o'clock in the morning, they could be like, Aisling, come over here and whip out the ukulele. Let's get this party going.
Put a wee tune on, yeah.
Where are you from?
Monaghan.
What part?
Nublis.
Now that we have that established, I think we've asked you enough personal questions. Now let's get to business on Gimme 5.
Okay, perfect.
Aisling, I have to give you the warning straight away that it is nothing to do with music for your question today. Didn't fall that way for you, but in 10 seconds or less, Aisling, would you please give me 5?
Yes, I'll try my best.
Authors, go.
J.K. Rowling, David Walliams.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Aisling, out of time. You see, you've no time for reading when you've all that ukulele playing to be doing, isn't that it?
My brain went so blank.
Would have accepted Louise O'Neill, who is an excellent Irish author. You could have gone Graham Norton, because as well as being a chat show host, he has written some books as well. If you wanted to go very, very back in time, Edgar Allan Poe or Hans Christian Andersen, if you wanted to. But Aisling, thank you for taking on Gimme 5 today.
Thank you so much.
Aisling, before you go, can I clarify with Fionnuala? Would you have accepted Patrick Kavanagh
as an author? As a poet?
Yeah. Well, as an author, because I think he wrote a novel or two.
Well, if he wrote a novel, he's in there.
Okay. Would you like to hear a Patrick Kavanagh poem, Aisling?
Yes, I would, yes.
Okay. As you know, the internet tells me he wrote this. And all this for an unthrifty man turned of 50, an undisciplined person through futile... You know what? We don't have time. Aisling, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Aisling from Monaghan. Nublis, to be specific. Registering points on the board goes top of the leaderboard, but could be easily picked off by you tomorrow.
Well, look, that's where you have to try and get yourself on that leaderboard and see if you can. Gimme 5, give us 5. I liked your attempt at reading some real poetry, Dave, but I think we can do even better in poetry in the next few minutes.
Roses are red, violets are blue. See, you will be better at this. I'm rattled now after trying to attempt Patrick Kavanagh.
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.